This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We live in a day and age where, you know, information is key, but I think sometimes you have to be able to pump the brakes to allow some things to transpire. Because, like, listen, this whole thing, they haven't really told us nothing about Wally. We just don't see him practicing. But all of a sudden, when we start to get a little worked up, he'll be out there going full go, and we'll be like, what the hell happened? And then you say, oh, they probably were just trying to get him right.
Totally.
And yesterday, we didn't see Coleman out there.
So that is why I think in the last 2 days, you've seen them now sign two offensive linemen.
Yeah. You need somebody out there.
Yeah, somebody got to go. Like, here's my question then. If Coleman, Wiley hasn't been practicing for some time now.
Yeah.
It's been a week at least.
And you have a veteran was in this position.
Lucas could step in.
Yeah.
Coleman has been running with the ones. We're talking about the rookie left tackle, Brandon Coleman, out of TCU, third-round pick. He's been going with the ones for the better part of a week, maybe 5 days. And yesterday, Coleman, no helmet, looked to be a wrap on his shoulder. I think, listen, if there's reporting out there that says definitively they know what happened, let me know. I'm not going to speculate on an injury. We don't know that the shoulder was hurt or strained or anything. Sometimes these guys just get an ice wrap. Like, that happens, especially in training camp, especially when you're about to go up against a Jets pass rush for a live portion. But Cosmi is also missed practice. Cosmi's probably their best O-lineman that we know of now. Maybe Biotish is, but those two are two guys you like to think you can count on. Cosmi has missed practice for 2 days. They said he was sick. So he might just be sick.
Okay.
Head cold, stomach bug, whatever.
Something going around.
I think the vid's floating around.
It's just a lot of
stuff. You remember I had that head cold that was crazy.
Like, there's a new strain of COVID that they say doesn't give you the symptoms that you had before, but you have headaches and you have a thing in your shoulder or neck or whatever area. All that stuff, and you just don't know what you have. But you do get stuffy. So, you know.
Yeah. I think I'm allergic to that tent we've been in for the better part of 3 weeks.
Well, you think so?
My question, and I think you and I agree, but I think it's worth a discussion anyway. Jets practices, I think at practice you don't have to worry about this, ideally, because they know they can't hit the quarterback, right? Like, it is so ingrained in, like, youth football to not hit the quarterback in practice that even if, like, it would be a shock if Jaden.
But even if they get so close to him, because avoiding the quarterback sometimes doesn't work out well.
Sure. And, dude, if you're going almost live and somebody gets rolled up, like, crazy things can happen.
Oh, yeah.
But is there any point to you where Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury have to reassess Jaden playing on Saturday in the preseason game if Coleman, Wiley, Cosmi aren't out there?
I mean, if all three people aren't out there, I think there may be an opportunity. But this is also an opportunity for Cliff Kingsbury where – what if Coleman, Wally, and Cosmi aren't going on September 7th? Are they not going to play Jaden? So you can get a quick fix. You can hand the ball off three times and throw three quick passes. And he goes through a series and he comes on the sideline. But ultimately, Jaden Daniels is going to have to start playing football against the guys that he's playing against with the people that he has healthy. Because as Doc always say, he's not talking about the people that are unhealthy.
Sure.
If you're healthy, you're in the NFL, they chose all those people. They should be choosing people that can actually go out there and do some level of protecting. But to put somebody in bubble wrap until you think you have everybody perfectly in front of him, then he starts to learn then. You want him to be learning everything even when those guys aren't there. He'll learn to let the ball go a lot damn quicker. The coach can set the play up and the game plan to protect him as well.
So as we were discussing this, I really liked that point that, all right, it might just be up to Cliff to make sure, all right, Jaden gets to get out there, see the action, be on the ground in the Meadowlands, like take that all in, which are the steps and the procedures to preparing for September 7th, but without really being in harm's way. My only counter, and I don't want to go too far down this. I just want to do this here, and then we'll talk to camera. But, like, my only counter is if you know he's only in for a series, and let's say a series is six snaps, but whatever the hell. It could be 11, could be three, right? If it's only six snaps and you know you've got to kind of keep him out of harm's way, is it really worth it anyway?
Yes. It is worth it because, okay, if he doesn't play at all, all of his learning curve moves to the next week. It moves closer and closer to the actual game. And the more it gets closer, that's less time to learn, right? So he's going to have to learn eventually. Listen, I know I guess people think I grew up in the dinosaur ages, but I say it all the time. You don't get ready to play football without practicing football. Eventually, he has to go out there and play football because – you say it all the time. Injuries happen. That's the NFL.
Yep.
You may not have your optimal starting five out there. Do you stop?
No. I'm agreeing with you. I'm being somewhat devil's advocate, and maybe I'm 80% totally with you and 20%. What I have cared about, I'm not one of these dudes that's like, don't play him in the preseason. Mm-hmm. He's got to play. He's got to see some football. He's got to see some live action. Just to feel the cluttered pocket, just to experience the dirty pockets in the NFL, right? Like, feel what's going to happen at your feet because it's going to be faster than even I understand the SEC, it's going to be faster.
Yep.
My thing is, if the real action is Miami, if you're going to play, I think you should play a half in Miami. I don't know that five snaps.
Did we see a half last year of the starters? In a lot of these games, we didn't see halves.
I thought Howell gave you a half against Baltimore.
I don't know.
I think NFL.com has preseason stats, so I will try to.
But like,
look
what
that
I'm
up.
Saying is, if he gets a half against Miami, plays absolutely nothing in this game, based off of how we're talking, based off of some people may be hurt, he's not going to play the third game, and then he has another week and a half in between. So, as we say, you got to get used to the speed. I asked the question. Is a half of football enough to get you ready for the speed?
No. But my counter, is a half plus five snaps enough?
Yeah, because in the five snaps, six snaps you're going to get, you are learning something that you could carry into that second game. You learn nothing in the first game. Let's be real. We talk about training camp practice, and we tell people how physical, and we talk about those things. It is nothing compared to a football game, to be honest with
you.
So, you eventually
and
have to start
playing.
And I think
all parties know that.
Yeah, what I worry about when I look at football today, I see people making sure everybody make it to week one. Remember, all in for week one, Robert?
Oh, yeah.
I watch that, and then I watch week one, two, three, four. You get the most injuries in all of football. And I am not going to sit up here and try to give you analytics. I'll wait for our guy to come on and give us that Neil Greenberg and everybody else. But I can tell you one thing. I notice when people stop practicing and playing hard during all season and training camp, there's been more injuries in the first 4 weeks than it was when they were killing each other in off season. So people want to throw out analytics to make themselves look good a lot of times. Give me analytics and tell me why the hell that happened. And tell me what you could do to change it up.
You know, I think more and more when you watch the first month of the season, I mean, Belichick used to openly say this. He's like, yeah, guys, we're playing our way in. I like to think my team hits the ground running by week six.
Yeah, but he had Tom Brady who can, while he's playing himself in, can win four games for you out of two, four out of six when you basically are out there not ready yet. We don't have Tom Brady. We have a guy who we hope to end up being a Tom Brady.
Right.
We don't have the same people Tom Brady had playing for him. We would look at Bill Belichick's teams and say, oh, they don't have no receivers. But you know what they had? They had offensive linemen and defensive linemen that made everything easy for Tom. They made it very easy for the secondary. And they knew what the hell they were doing because they were the same people every year damn near. Right now, we have a team that has been overhauled 85%. And we're going to probably, when you get the final 53 or 47 that's going to be starting, we're going to probably have that overhaul probably by 97%. Guys that are coming together, they need to work to build a level of chemistry. Unlike Kansas City may not go out there and play Pat all the time, but I've watched Andy play Pat. Kansas City has a team that's went to two Super Bowls over the last 2 years and won both of them. So they are ahead of where Washington is. We talk about this team sometimes as if this team is already established and have been together for a while.
They are not.
They have to get to where a lot of the other teams are, which in essence means this is not the same for everybody. We watch what the other teams are doing with their quarterbacks, and we think that's how we're supposed to be there. No, we got to get close to where they are to compete against them.